Right. Disney fans, get ready because we are diving into a real game changer for this deep dive.
Woo, I like it.
So you know we love a good Disney adventure here at Orlando Insider.
We do.
But trust me, this one is epic.
All right, let's hear it.
We are talking about the brand new Disney Adventure Cruise,
Okay.
setting sail from Singapore in December 2025.
Oh, wow.
And you can seamlessly combine this with a trip to either Tokyo Disneyland
Right.
or Hong Kong Disneyland.
I like it.
Now, you might be thinking Singapore, that's a bit different.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you'd be right.
Yeah.
This is Disney Cruise Line's first foray into Southeast Asia, and they are going all out.
So what's brilliant is they've chosen Singapore as the hub.
Makes sense.
It's this vibrant, futuristic city
Yeah.
and a real gateway to the rest of Asia.
Nope.
So you can imagine,
Yeah.
fly into Singapore, spend a few days exploring its incredible sights, food markets,
Oh,
gardens,
yeah.
and then boom, you're stepping onto this magnificent ship,
Wow.
ready for a whole new kind of Disney magic.
I love it. Okay, let's talk ship details.
Right.
First off, we've got 3 and 4 night voyages to choose from.
Oh, nice.
So even if you're pressed for time,
Yeah.
you can still squeeze in this incredible
I
experience.
like that.
But the real star of the show,
Come on.
the Disney adventure itself,
Okay.
we're talking 7 uniquely themed areas.
Seven.
7. There's the Disney Imagination Garden,
Right.
Disney Discovery Reef,
Yeah.
San Francisco Street, Marvel Landing. I mean, come on, just those names get me
So
excited.
you and me both, but here's what's particularly clever.
Okay.
Disney's designed these areas to be more than just replicas of what you'd find in the parks.
How interesting.
They've created experiences that are unique to this ship,
Okay.
especially tailored for Southeast Asia.
Oh, wow.
Take the Disney Imagination Garden, for example.
Right.
It's inspired by 100 years of Disney stories,
Love it.
but they're weaving in Southeast Asian influences.
Oh, nice.
Think glowing flowers, beautiful textiles, that sort of
I
thing.
can imagine it.
Imagine an enchanted valley where you can shop, dine, and catch live performances, all in this immersive, almost otherworldly setting.
I am so there. Oh, and speaking of immersive, did you see the sneak peek of Toy Story Place?
I did.
They've made it so you feel like you've shrunk down to the size of a toy.
Oh, fun.
Giant building blocks,
Ugh.
oversized board games, just incredible.
And don't forget about Marvel Landing. I mean, we're talking a whole area dedicated to the Marvel Universe.
It's what we've all been waiting for.
But here's the kicker.
Okay.
There's this brand new live show called Avengers Assemble,
Love it.
and it's not just your average stage show. We're
Oh.
talking epic battles, stunts, special effects that will blow your mind, all set against the backdrop of the open sea.
Wow.
You're not just watching the action, you're right in the middle of it.
Okay, you had me at epic battles. I'm a sucker for a good superhero story, and to see it brought to life on a Disney cruise, mind-blowing. But even if superheroes aren't your thing, there's still tons to do on board.
Oh, yeah,
From the
loads.
classic sail away party
Of
to
course.
live musical shows,
Yeah.
Disney films in these amazing Art Deco theaters.
I love it.
There's something for everyone.
And let's not forget the food. I mean, we all know Disney cruises are famous for their amazing dining,
Oh, absolutely.
but they're taking it up a notch on the Disney adventure.
Real.
You've got everything from casual buffets to fine dining
All
restaurants,
right.
and they're showcasing a real mix of international flavors,
I like it.
including loads of regional Asian cuisine.
Oh, wow.
Plus, of course, you've got those iconic Disney-themed treats we all know and love.
Oh, the Mickey Mouse-shaped ice creams, the Dole Whips.
Yes.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. But for those who want something a little more special,
Okay.
there's the chef's recommendation option.
Oh, nice.
It's a premium dining experience with limited seating, so it feels super exclusive.
Yeah.
You get a specially curated menu wine pairings.
Yeah.
Imagine a romantic date night with incredible food and ocean views.
Now that's what I call a magical evening. But it's not just about the food that the ship is packed with activities. We're talking water slides, swimming pools, karaoke bingo, silent discos.
Sounds good already.
There's even animation classes and game shows.
Wow, and let's not forget the kids' clubs.
Of course.
This is Disney, so they've really gone above and beyond for families.
Yeah.
You've got Disney's Oceaneer Club for the little ones,
Yeah.
Edge for the tweens, and Vibe for the teenagers.
Keeping everybody
All
happy.
fully supervised by trained counselors, so you know your kids are safe and having the time of their lives.
Exactly. And while the kids are off having adventures, the adults can indulge in some serious relaxation.
Oh, I like that.
We're talking themed bars and lounges inspired by Disney films. How cool is that?
Very cool. Or maybe you fancy some upscale shopping.
Yeah.
or rejuvenating spa treatment.
Oh, tell me more about the spa. Are we talking Disney-themed treatments? Because that would be amazing.
Well, they're keeping some details under wraps for now, but they've hinted at treatments inspired by Moana's ocean and Rapunzel's magical hair. Imagine a massage that makes you feel like you're floating in a tropical lagoon, or a facial that leaves you glowing like a princess.
Sold. Sign me up for both. Now, after a day of exploring, adventuring, and indulging, you're going to need a comfy place to rest your head.
For sure.
Tell me about the staterooms.
The staterooms on the Disney Adventure are designed with both comfort and style in mind. You can choose from ocean views or interior views.
Okay.
And they all come with those thoughtful Disney touches that make you feel right at home.
Nice. And for those who want the ultimate Disney experience, there's the concierge level.
Yeah, now I know some people might not be familiar with what that means on a cruise.
Right.
So could you explain it a bit?
And of course, concierge level staterooms are like the VIP section of the ship.
Okay.
You get premium accommodations with upgraded amenities, a dedicated concierge team to help with absolutely everything,
right,
and access to an exclusive lounge sun deck and even a private fitness center. Wow.
Plus, you get priority boarding and reserved seating for onboard entertainment.
Nice.
It's like having your own personal fairy godmother taking care of every detail.
Now, that's what I call a holiday. And, you know, this brings us back to why we're so excited about this cruise here at Orlando Insider.
Yeah.
The incredible opportunity to combine it with a trip to either Tokyo Disneyland,
right,
or Hong Kong Disneyland,
yes,
as one of the only travel agents in the UK specializing in the Asian Disney parks.
It's true.
We're uniquely positioned to create these incredible once-in-a-lifetime experiences for our clients.
Exactly. And that's where the real magic happens.
Yeah.
Imagine disembarking from the Disney Adventure, full of incredible memories, and then stepping into the futuristic world of Tokyo Disneyland,
yeah,
or the enchanting blend of East and West at Hong Kong Disneyland.
It's like two holidays in one, but which park to choose?
That is the question.
That is the question.
Well, lucky for you, we're going to dive into both of them in just a moment.
All right. Decisions. Decisions. Tokyo Disneyland or Hong Kong Disneyland.
I know, right?
Both are incredible in their own right, but with so much to see and do.
Yeah.
It can be hard to know where to start.
Oh, sure.
So, let's break it down. Okay. Let's start with Tokyo Disneyland.
Okay.
What are some of the must-dos, the things that make it truly special?
Well, for starters, Tokyo Disneyland is known for its incredible attention to detail.
Right.
And its unique attractions.
Okay.
It's got this incredible blend of classic Disney charm with a touch of Japanese flair that you won't find anywhere else.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Can you give us some examples? What sort of attractions are we talking about?
Right. Imagine soaring through the skies with Peter Pan. That's what you'll experience on Peter Pan's flight, and it's absolutely breathtaking. Or how about a wild ride through the Wild West on Big Thunder Mountain, which has unique elements you won't find in the other Disney parks?
See, that's what I love about the Asian Disney parks.
Yeah.
They take these classic Disney concepts and give them a fresh new spin. It's familiar, yet excitingly different.
Exactly. And for a real dose of that Japanese magic, you can't miss Monsters, Inc. Ride and Go Seek.
Okay.
It's this interactive dark ride where you use flashlights to search for hidden monsters, and it's unbelievably cute and clever, and the queue is fantastic too. Very immersive. You really feel like you've stepped into the Monsters, Inc. world.
Okay, I'm sold, but let's not forget about Hong Kong Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's got its own unique charm, right?
Oh, absolutely. Hong Kong Disneyland is all about the fusion of East and West, the blending of Disney magic with Chinese culture, and they've done it brilliantly.
For example, give me some of those Hong Kong highlights.
Well, one of the standout attractions has to be Mystic Manor.
Okay.
It's this incredible, trackless, dark ride that celebrates the beauty and mystery of the world's cultures, and it's unlike anything you've ever seen before.
Trackless, you say. So does that mean the ride vehicles move freely, kind of like they do in Pooh's Honey Hunt in Tokyo?
That's right. It adds a whole other level of immersion and surprise to the experience because you never quite know where you're going next.
Ooh, I love that. So unpredictable. And what about those classic Disney characters? Can you still meet Mickey and Minnie in Hong Kong?
Of course, no Disney park would be complete without those iconic meet and greets. But in Hong Kong Disneyland, you can also meet characters you won't find anywhere else.
Oh, really?
Like Mulan and Duffy the Disney Bear, who's incredibly popular in Asia.
I've heard about Duffy. Apparently, he's a teddy bear that Minnie made for Mickey to keep him company on long voyages. Very sweet.
He is, and he's got a whole backstory and a range of adorable outfits. He's a real phenomenon in Asia.
I can see why. So basically what you're saying is, whether you choose Tokyo Disneyland or Hong Kong Disneyland, you're guaranteed a truly unique and unforgettable Disney experience.
Absolutely, and that's where Orlando Insider comes in.
Tell me more. What makes you guys the experts when it comes to planning these Asian Disney adventures?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, we're one of the only UK travel agents that specializes in the Asian Disney parks. Mm. We've got years of experience creating bespoke itineraries that combine the magic of the Disney cruise with the wonder of these parks.
So you're not just booking flights and hotels. You're really crafting these personalized dream holidays.
Precisely. We handle all the details from flights and accommodation to park tickets and dining reservations, and we go the extra mile to provide those insider tips and tricks that will help you make the most of your time in Asia.
Like what sort of tips? Give us some insider knowledge.
Well, for instance, if you're planning a trip to Tokyo Disneyland, we'll tell you about the best time to visit to avoid the crowds, the must-try snacks and restaurants, and how to make the most of the Disney Resort Line, their monorail system that connects the parks and hotels. Or, for Hong Kong Disneyland, we'll let you in on the secret spots to watch the fireworks, how to navigate the park during the busy season, and which character dining experiences are worth splashing out on.
It's like having your own personal Disney guide right there in your pocket.
Exactly.
So let's say I'm convinced I want to book this epic adventure. What's the next step? What should our listeners do if they want to make this dream a reality?
That's easy. Head over to our website, orlandoinsider.co.uk, and you'll find all the information you need about the Disney Adventure Cruise and our Asian Disney Park packages. We've even got a special link in the show notes for this episode. Click on that, and it'll take you straight to the right page.
Okay, so we're talking about a truly magical holiday experience, combining a Disney cruise with a visit to either Tokyo Disneyland or Hong Kong Disneyland.
And remember, this is a once-in-a-lifetime adventure. We're talking about creating memories that will last forever.
Memories made with Mickey Mouse in a completely different part of the world. What could be better than that?
Exactly. And the best part is you don't have to do any of the planning yourself. We handle all the details so you can relax, enjoy the anticipation, and get ready for the adventure of a lifetime.
So there you have it, folks. If you're looking for a holiday that's truly special, something that combines the magic of Disney with the thrill of exploring a new culture, then look no further than the Disney Adventure Cruise sailing from Singapore in December 2025.
And don't forget, Orlando Insider is here to make your Asian Disney dreams come true. We're the experts, the Disney enthusiasts, the ones who can help you create a holiday that's as unique and magical as you are.
Now, we've talked a lot about the cruise and the parks, but let's not forget about Singapore itself. It's an amazing city with so much to offer, from its futuristic gardens by the bay to its delicious street food.
And it's the perfect starting point for your Disney adventure. Imagine spending a few days exploring Singapore's vibrant culture and then setting sail on the Disney adventure, ready for a whole new world of magic. Or you could do it the other way around, enjoy the cruise first, and then finish your trip with a few days in Singapore soaking up the sights and sounds of this incredible city.
I love that flexibility. It's like getting two holidays in one.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of working with Orlando Insider. We can tailor your itinerary to fit your interests and your budget. Want to spend more time in Singapore? No problem. Prefer to focus on the parks we can make that happen too. The possibilities are endless.
This is what I love about the deep dive. We don't just scratch the surface. We really delve into the details, giving you all the information you need to make an informed decision. And in this case, the decision is clear. The Disney Adventure Cruise is a must-do for any Disney fan.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity to experience Disney magic in a whole new way and to explore a part of the world that's rich in culture and adventure.
So what are you waiting for? Head over to orlandoinsider.co.uk. You can find the link in the show notes and let us help you plan the ultimate Disney adventure. Trust me, it'll be a trip you'll never forget. I don't know about you, but I'm already picturing myself sipping cocktails by the pool on the Disney Adventure.
Sounds good to me.
Then heading off to explore those incredible Asian Disney parks. It just sounds like the perfect blend of relaxation and adventure.
You've got it. And don't forget, this is all happening in December 2025.
Right.
Which might seem ages away, but honestly, it'll be here before you know it.
So the message is, start planning now.
Exactly. The earlier you book, the better choice of staterooms and itineraries you'll have. Plus, it gives you something exciting to look forward to.
And speaking of exciting, let's bring it back to the heart of this whole experience. The Disney difference. What is it about Disney cruises that makes them so special, so unique?
I think it's that incredible attention to detail, the seamless blend of storytelling and immersive experiences, you know?
Yeah.
You're not just on a cruise. You're stepping into a world of Disney magic where every moment is carefully crafted to create those really special memories.
And it's not just about the kids, is it? Disney cruises really do cater to everyone?
Oh, absolutely. They've got something for all ages and all interests, whether you're a diehard Disney fan or just looking for a fun and relaxing getaway, you'll find it on a Disney cruise.
And the service, don't forget the service.
Oh my goodness.
Legendary.
It really is. The crew members are so friendly and attentive, they go above and beyond to make you feel like royalty. It's that special touch of magic that sets Disney apart.
So let's recap. We've got the brand new Disney Adventure Cruise setting sail from Singapore in December 2025. We've got the incredible opportunity to combine this with a trip to either Tokyo Disneyland or Hong Kong Disneyland. And we've got Orlando Insider, the UK's leading experts in Asian Disney adventures, ready to help us plan every step of the way.
I think it's safe to say we've covered it all.
We have indeed. So to all our listeners out there, if you're ready to embark on the ultimate Disney adventure, head over to orlandoinsider.co.uk. You'll find the link in the show notes.
Our team of Disney experts are waiting to help you create a holiday that's as unique and magical as you are.
And remember, the magic starts with a single step.
So take that step today and let Orlando Insider guide you to a world of wonder and enchantment.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Disney Adventure Cruise. Until next time, keep the magic alive.